Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 433 for Tuesday, June 14th. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were about $4 to $7 per ton weaker in early activity on Tuesday. The July contract was down $5.90 at $521, pressured by losses in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans. Soybeans were lower with seeding progress and concerns about the U.S. Federal Reserve raising interest rates this summer. Fed officials started a two-day policy meeting today. Favorable Canadian crop conditions further pressured canola prices on Tuesday. Increased farmer selling added to the bearish tone, while Malaysian palm oil closed mixed overnight. However, declines in the Canadian dollar limited losses, as a weaker loonie makes canola more appealing to international buyers. Strong commercial demand for canola continued to underpin the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were about 12 to 17 cents per bushel weaker on Tuesday, with the July contract down 12 at $11.56 per bushel, as planting progress has been estimated at 92% completed. Gains in the U.S. dollar added pressure to soybeans on Tuesday as it makes the commodity less appealing to international buyers. Losses in crude oil further pressured the market as weaker energy prices reduced the likelihood that blenders will process above mandated amounts of soybeans into biofuel. Corn prices were about 2 to 4 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, with the July contract at $4.27. The market was pressured by favorable crop conditions and improved forecasts moving into summer. Mostly good crop development was also bearish for corn, as about 75% of the U.S. crop has been estimated in good to excellent condition. A stronger U.S. dollar and losses in crude oil added to the declines on Tuesday. For wheat, prices were 1 to 5 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago July contract at $4.87, moving lower with harvest pressure. Row crop weakness was also a feature on Tuesday. A stronger U.S. dollar was especially bearish for wheat, considering the country's high domestic stockpiles estimated by the USDA. However, the winter wheat harvest is behind last year's pace, which limited losses. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 14th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.